You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Happy Tuesday to you, and thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me. This is the radio program that goes through the New Testament verse by verse. We are in the book of Romans. And again, I'm Paul Esposito. I'm the host of this program. I am a Bible translator, and I am the pastor of a local church in Merritt Island, and that church is Island Community Church. It's a small Southern Baptist church. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, and we would love to see you. I invite you, if you like small churches, if you like what you hear on the radio here, this kind of preaching, why don't you come by and visit us sometime? We'd love to see you. Now, tomorrow night, we are going to be in an awesome text in our weekly midweek Bible study in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16. We're looking at the famous text of Lazarus and the rich man. We're looking at the famous text that the Lord teaches about hell in Abraham's bosom. So that's where we're picking it up tomorrow night. Our midweek Bible study is from 6 to 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Love to see you. More on that tomorrow night. Here today, we're looking at obey the government. There is probably no more greater commandment that's disobeyed today or blown off than this one. Romans chapter 13 says, let every person submit to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except by God, and the authorities that exist are established by God. And then the penalty for disobeying that. It shouldn't surprise you when these things happen. Verse 2, consequently, he who resists the authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and those opposing shall receive judgment to themselves. Now, maybe you say, well, that was then and this is now. No, friend, that doesn't work. Because the ruler, when Paul wrote that, was Nero, who was feeding Christians to the lions. And the other Christians, he was dipping in oil and setting on fire in his garden. And Paul says, you call that man, sir, and do what he says. That's what we're looking at. That's this message here. We're in Romans chapter 13. This is part two now of a message, obey the government. If you'd like the whole thing or if you missed part one, you can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I can either email you the link to the whole program or I can mail you the disc. Here's part two now, obey the government.
Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given among men by which there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. And they realized that they had been with Jesus. This is what happens when you hang around Jesus. You end up like these guys, untrained, uneducated, and full of all the wisdom. Verse 14, seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could not say anything against it. But when they had commanded them to go outside of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these guys? For indeed, a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem. We cannot deny it. But so that it spreads no further among the people. All right, here's the rub. Let us severely threaten them that from now on they speak to no man in this name. So they called them and commanded them not to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things that we have seen and heard. Remember, these are the signs of a true apostle. These guys were apostles. They heard Jesus with their own ears, they saw him with their own eyes, and they knew the color of his eyes. Now, when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. For the man was over 40 years old whom this miracle of healing had been performed. This is where and when you do not obey the government. Do not tell the people about Jesus, it was told to them. And Peter and John said, taketh a hike. But notice the difference, though. Once apprehended, they submitted to the authorities, just like the Lord did. See, they didn't obey, but they didn't fight, just like the Lord did. As a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He humbly submitted to the authorities and didn't fight them. And this is the only time we are to disobey and not follow the government. Reminds me, too, of this movie me and Carol were watching the other night. It's called God's Not Dead, Part 2. Has anyone seen that? It's about a school teacher teaching history. And someone asked the teacher a legitimate question and thought that Martin Luther King reminded her of Jesus and asked a question, and she answered the question, and then all of a sudden all broke loose. The teacher got suspended and had to go to court, and they were threatened. They said, look, you deny everything and or actually say you're sorry and repent and promise to never mention the name of Jesus again, and we'll just put this in your record and you'll be free. That's all she had to do. And she refused to do that. Now that kind of case is happening all over America every day, where teachers are being forced not to mention the name of Jesus or to put their Bible off the desk. And that are the times when you are not to obey the government. Everyone understand that? When it's to silence you about the name of Jesus, that's when you don't do that. Let's broaden this some. You say no to the government when the government tells you what to do, something contrary to the word of God, or is diametrically opposed to the ways and the commandments of God. Okay. So how about the introduction of the law that forces you to bake a cake for a gay wedding? You do it. You bake the cake because it's the law. Where does it say in the Bible you're not to serve sinners? Somebody show me. I know that's not the answer you expected. But you see, what you're not considering is sin is sin. It's no different than any other sin. If you don't make a cake or a dress for a gay and lesbian wedding, are you going to refuse services to other sinners too? Don't just stop there. You can't make a cake for a liar, too. That's next on the list.
You can't make a cake for a thief or an adulterer or a robber.
Ah, how about the covetous? Don't forget them. Will you provide a dress for a practicing idolater? Like a Catholic. Oops.
There we go. If you provide a dress for a Catholic wedding, I personally don't see the difference in providing one for a gay wedding, a go-go.
One's an idolater, one's a homosexual. What's the difference? Where does it end? You are to obey the law, except for when that contradicts and shutting your mouth about Jesus Christ. In your opinion, does God expect you to not provide services to a sexually immoral person? But wait, there's more. How about a friend of the world? I mean, a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So should you, as a conscientious believer, should you withhold providing services to a friend of the world? Should you not sell to anyone that has an iPhone or a pair of Levi's 501 jeans? Maybe you say, oh, you're just being facetious. This is my point. You're a friend of the world and the enemy of God, but you're going to serve them but not serve the homosexual? Why have you made a distinction? Sin is sin. It's all the same thing. If you're a practicing sinner, one's no different than anyone else. When someone says to you, do not mention the name of Jesus Christ, that's when you disobey that. Not serving a sinner. All right, how about Darren? We'll use him for an example. Do you refuse to cut someone's lawn from someone who's living with his girlfriend? How about when you're cutting the lawn, there's a Buddha in the backyard? Are you going to refuse lawn service to someone that's got a Buddha in his backyard? You would. Okay, I'll go with that. Until there's a law that says you have to cut it. And when the law says you have to cut it, when the law says abortion is the law of the land, it's the law of the land. You can't go out and shoot abortion doctors and think you're doing God some kind of service. What did we just look at last week? How do you fight evil in this world? Was anyone here the last 2 weeks? Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with what? That's how you beat Satan. It's not with a machine gun and a rocket launcher. It's with love. Love. I guess so much for this sermon being on the government's list of approved sermons. Won't find me at Donald Trump's next inauguration 3 years from now. All right, back from the top. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. You know, I was meaning to say this too. If you are going to stop serving sinners, then you're going to have to leave the world. That's what Paul said as well. If you're going to stop serving sinners, then you're going to have to leave the world. And don't differentiate one from the other, because the Bible doesn't do that. Read 1 Timothy chapter 1 sometime. Read where the Bible puts homosexuals, right between murderers and kidnappers.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio.